It's the Dennis Stuckey Show on 1380 WPHM.
All right, good afternoon and welcome. It's the Dennis Stuckey Show. Coach couldn't make it yesterday because he was trading everybody in the league. Coach Pace is here today, and he's brought a couple of prowlers with him as well. Matt Graham is here, and the newest prowler, Dalton Jay, is here in the studio. So welcome, fellas. Matt's been here since the start of the season, but he is new to town. So we welcome him to Port Huron, and Dalton is absolutely brand new to town. Did you drive up here or did you fly up here?
I drove 15 hours.
Ah,
we were going to send a team jet for him, but he wanted to bring his Lamborghini down there.
All the way from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Been there. Never going back. So, busy week for you. First, two nice wins last weekend over North Shore. Thought you guys took care of business pretty well there. You had to be happy.
Boys played great. The chemistry is starting to click, and they're working hard every second, every shift, and they're having fun, I think.
I like your team. I'm biased, I admit it, but I like your team. You guys are fast. You got a nice mix. You got some older guys, but you got a lot of young guys that maybe don't know any better. You know, and I like that mix. And attitude is important in all sports. And I think you guys have a little attitude.
Well, I mean, it starts at the top. And if I can't have fun, I don't want to do it. But when it's time to go to work, there's no one that's going to go harder than myself. And hopefully it's instilled in them. And I think the right guys are here. I mean, it's one puck. And if we have it, the other team can't score.
Now, I got to ask this to Matt. So, Matt, pull the mic in there. Okay. You're in Danbury. Yeah. Dalton was in Danbury.
Yep.
Taylor Love was in Danbury. Mm-hmm. Ivan Dinkoff was in Danbury.
Yes.
How much influence did you have on these trades, and how much did Coach pick your brain about these guys?
No, I mean, he asked me a few questions about the guys, and I mean, I think we got the best of what we had there. We have, you know, Dalton. Dalton's a prolific goal scorer, I guess you could say. I think he had over 30 last year. He's basically just picked my brain a little bit, asked me what positive things I had to say about these guys. And, you know, I think with what he's brought in so far, I think we got the best of what was there.
Dalton, step on up. You did score 31 goals last year. This is what I remember about you. You're really fast.
I try to be. I got little legs and a big belly, so it gets me moving pretty quick.
Yeah, you had a big season last year, and then I guess you probably figured you'd be back in Danbury.
Yeah, I mean, with everything that happened there, I was talking to Graham over the summer, and we had just kind of a pack of us were just saying, you know what, we're going back. We weren't going to go anywhere else, like a higher league in the Southern Pro League or anything like that. We were just going to go back and make the best of the situation because we all liked it there. Unfortunately, with financial stuff, it folded and no longer, so we all had to pursue other options in hockey. And I was down in the SP and then got picked up by Andre in Carolina. And then Coach of the Year already picked me up a couple days ago.
Don't worry. I think he got ice. You're safe the first weekend with your ice time. Now, you could play yourself out of it, but I don't think you have to flatter him just yet.
Well, I met him at the arena last night so he could bring his gear and stuff up, and I could, you know, welcome him to Port Huron and the Prowlers. And he comes up the stairs, he turns the corner, and I said, "What are you doing here?" He goes, "What do you mean?" I said, "I traded you."
That's actually true. I was actually kind of startled. I was like, "Wait, what? No, I just got here.
I just drove 18 hours. What are you talking about?" All right, you got an Angels hat on, Matt. Where are you from?
I'm from Rancho Cucamonga, California, the same place as Parkhouse.
So, wow.
Yeah, we actually live 5 minutes from each other.
So. Okay, so I don't think of a place called Rancho Cucamonga as a hockey hotbed. But here we got two guys playing pro hockey in Port Huron from the same place.
It's up and coming, I guess. It's a newfound hockey hotbed.
And between the two of you, you scored over 50 goals last year. So obviously you guys are drinking, it's in the water or something. Cactus juice.
Yeah.
What's it like there? Compare home to the weather in Port Huron.
It's really cold here. it's a lot warmer back there. Sun's out a lot more. Here it's just frigid. It just hits you all of a sudden every day when you come out of the house. So it's a lot cooler.
I mean, I'm a little older than you guys. We'll start with that. So when I was a kid, hockey wasn't a thing out in California. I imagine it's quite different now. I know we get teams all the time that come to Silver Stick from San Jose and from Los Angeles, and they do well. And we're getting a lot of players now from California that are playing. What, we got four guys on our team alone? Four guys.
Yeah.
Because Hong's from California, right? And
yes,
Colt.
Sir.
And then the guy we just acquired, Taylor Love's from California, too.
Taylor Love. So there, five guys from California. You got plans, Coach?
You know what? I've never been to California in my life. I've been all over the world, never California.
We're going to have to talk to the McMorran people and get a pool put in or something so they feel at home.
Well, maybe one of the guys will invite me out to play some golf next summer, eh?
Yeah, because you don't like doing that.
No.
How about you guys, golfers?
Yeah, I golf a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, you'll fit right in then with him.
Yeah.
Where are you from, Dalton?
I'm from Hamilton, Ontario.
All right, outside. a good Canadian boy in a place that I've heard of where I know they play hockey.
Yep, they do. They love their hockey down there.
How come Hamilton can't get an NHL team? Is it just too close to Toronto?
I think it's too close between Toronto and Buffalo. They tried to get it a couple years ago, but I think that was the big argument is they draw too many people from the Toronto area and draw too many people from Buffalo. And I know a lot of people in my area, family and friends, they take off down to Buffalo for a game because, A, it's cheaper and it's not too long. It's probably about an hour, 20-minute drive. You can go catch a game pretty quick and still be back at a decent time after.
Unfortunately for you, I don't know who you root for, but you didn't have much of a choice growing up, did you? Because the Leafs have been bad up until recently and the Sabres haven't been much better.
No, yeah, I grew up as a Toronto fan, but, I mean, you just learn to love them no matter what. I mean, probably one of the only organizations out there that can still sell out even when they're doing crummy. So,
did you ever get a chance to go to Maple Leaf Gardens before it was gone?
I did, actually. I went with probably when I was about 5 or 6. We did like a tour in there, and my dad was good friends with Doug Gilmore, actually. So he got us a nice little tour, checked out a game afterwards. It's a very historical place. And I know they just redid it, and I think Ryerson University plays out of there now, so it's kind of different.
Yeah. What was better, Coach? Chicago Stadium or the Gardens?
Chicago Stadium.
I knew you were going to say that.
the walls used to actually shake when the crowd would go nuts. Swear to God.
Yeah, but the Gardens had the gondola.
Okay.
Yeah, he's just
Chicago
a
guy.
He's just a Chicago guy. Yeah, nothing. Nothing that we have can cure you of that, is there?
No. I love Port Huron. I mean, it's been great. January 2nd, I showed up, and between the fans and the arena and all the businesses, I mean, it's like home. It's home. I'm happy. I just like a little warmer.
Matt, you got family, brothers, sisters? Anybody else plays hockey?
No, I have a 13-year-old sister, and that's about it, that plays hockey.
All right, so MJ is not related to you?
No.
No,
no, I'm not related to MJ.
Dalton, how about you? Family?
Yeah, I got a brother. He's special needs. He's got a learning disability, so he can't really play much of sports-wise, but he tries. He loves being around hockey.
How old?
He's 31.
Nice.
31.
Is he going to come down?
Yeah, he'll come down to a couple of games throughout the year. I think
awesome.
He might be coming this weekend, actually.
Awesome.
Nice and close for them. It's only about a 3-hour drive.
Yeah, that's – isn't this nice? You're so much closer than a day ago.
Yeah.
You know, you were a day drive away.
Yeah, now they can just drive. They don't have to fly. So yeah. It's cheaper.
That's awesome.
What's
good
his
stuff.
Name?
My brother named David.
David.
Yep.
Can't wait to meet David.
Yeah, he's a character.
Good.
You have to tell him to stop talking because he talks.
We don't know anybody like that.
He could come on the show with Dennis and I.
No, he honestly, if you brought him in here, he would love. He could tell you stories on stories. But he's a great guy to be around. And Graham actually met him last year, I think, right?
I think once, yeah.
And he just takes in, if he just takes into the guys, and he'll just tell you everything. Who sucks on the team? Who's great on the team? He doesn't
hold anything back. I like that.
Exactly.
You sure he doesn't coach our team?
Yeah, right.
I was just saying, you know. Yeah. I've never known you to hold anything back. All right.
I bite my tongue occasionally.
Occasionally. Danville's coming here on Friday.
Who?
Danville. Oh, yeah, I know. You don't say their name. Can we beat these guys, please?
Oh, absolutely. We took 4 out of 5 last year, March. All we needed to do was make the playoffs, and we would have been hoisting that cup, but 0.030 percentage points. So every game, every point counts in this league.
All right, big one on Friday. Saturday, you got some special stuff going on, too. Let me get this up, too, so that we're both on the same page here. Because it is
very special day for a special girl.
Team Olivia Superhero Night. So this is fun. So I'm supposed to dress up in my superhero costume.
Every time I see you, you're in the superhero costume.
I go as Loudmouth Radio Man. we'll put a cape on Jay, and then everybody can see it flapping in the wing. As he's skating, so you can prove that he's that fast. That's all I remember. He was just flying up and down the ice, and you scored a lot of goals here last year.
I did.
Against us.
Yeah.
So I can recall that, like, last year, I didn't like you very much.
Well, that's all right. No one really did last year.
It's so funny you're saying that, because I was standing on the bench last year thinking the same thing. Who the is that guy?
Mm-hmm. And why is he going around our D like they're standing still?
Well, you know what? It's nice. We were talking for about, I don't know, 20, 30 minutes in the locker room last night, and we're going to work on the defensive side of the puck, but we have the same philosophy when it comes to the offensive side of the puck. And he was a little structured, I think, last year in what they did, where once we have possession, we're just going. Fill lanes, support, and offense is created. Defense is more structured, taught, but just go. And last year, 71 points, and he was being restricted a little bit, so I can't wait to see unrestricted.
Now, are you going to play these two guys together to start?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not? You're going to break them up, huh?
Yeah, they were on the ice this morning in the same colors.
Well, it's got to help coming in and knowing somebody that's here rather than just coming in and being the new guy and have to introduce yourself to everybody.
Yeah, no, it definitely helped knowing, you know, a couple of the guys, like I know Matt Graham and Alex Johnson through the league. I know, you know, most of the team. But, I mean, for the most part, like I lived with Matt last year and Alex Johnson. And it's, to be honest, I've had more fun in the last today than I did in the last 3 weeks down there. So kind of excited to see what the rest brings on.
Did Alex get hurt last year? Is that what happened to him?
Yeah, he.
This guy's good.
Tell the story.
It's funny, actually, because at the beginning of the season, before we even played our first game, we're doing breakaways at the end of practice. He went down and he twisted his knee. So he tore his MCL a little bit, or sprained it. And then I think 10, 15 games later, after he was playing a little bit, he ended up fracturing his bony brancard in the back of his shoulder. So he had a rough year last year a little bit.
Yes, because I remember him in Brewster the first year, and he was another one. He just flew up and down the ice. He had a lot of speed, and I just guy like that should be able to succeed. And it just seemed like he didn't play much last year. So now knowing the story that he was banged up like that, I understand now. We got to get him healthy because he's another one that could scoot. You got a lot of speed. I like that. But it's not Red Wing speed where we're all dangling on the outside, afraid to go into tough areas.
No, afraid
to bump people.
Oh, wait, I have to go in the corner?
Afraid to drive the net. Our guys go to the net. I give them that.
Well, yes. You know what? Do today what you did yesterday. Only do it better. And they work hard. They get along and they're eager beavers, which is good. You know, they listen. And they have comments also. So if they see something, they want to bring it, you know, I listen. You know, it's not where, you know, I'm the boss. No, come on, bring it. I'll listen. So.
All right. Coach Pace is here. You recognize that voice. The other two guys are Matt Graham and Dalton Jay. Dalton is brand new in town. We just made that trade earlier this week. You made that trade.
No, you were very influential in the trade.
I was very happy about the trade.
And are you going off to you?
We're going to take a break, but we'll come back.
We'll resume shortly, so stay tuned.
There you go. We'll be back.
The Dennis Stuckey Show is on. Information 1380 WPHM.
All right, welcome back. Every time we come out of the commercial break is always when you start your story.
We have more fun off than
that. Yes, we do. Coach Pace is here, and he's also brought along Prowlers Matt Graham and Dalton Jay. Matt's got three goals here in the first four games of the season. You goal scorer, is that how you play the game? Tell us how you play the game.
No, I don't see myself as a goal scorer or like a playmaker. I think I'd say more both. If I'm about even with goals and assists, I think that's a good year.
So. You like to get in there? Or I know coach doesn't like any softies, so you must like to get in there. And
yeah, I like to grind it up, get in there, play the body a little bit, dig in the corners. So.
And I just saw Dalton go gulp. What? They want me to mix it up.
Yeah.
Just having some fun with you. You are a goal scorer. 31 goals last year. And considering in this league you only play, 55, 56 games, that's a big season.
Yeah, it's definitely tough. I mean, you get on a good streak and teams start noticing who you are. And, you probably asked Coach about last year how mad he got every time I got the puck because he probably knew it was going in the back of the net. But, it gets tough near the end of the year. Teams start keying in on you, and it starts getting tougher to put the puck in the net. And that's when you start using your teammates and line mates, and it helps create more opportunity and help take the, spotlight off yourself and kind of put it on the line. It kind of gives you those little voids where you can find little spaces and put the puck in the back of the net.
So when a guy like Nick Wright comes over and starts talking to you, is it Graham's job to come over and take care of that for you?
Actually, last year with Nick, every time I was on the ice, he'd come up to me and slash me in the back of the leg, and he's like, "I'm on you." I was like, "Good luck catching me," But the one time we were playing in Berlin, and Nick came up to me and he's like, "Can you believe this?" I said, "What?" And he's like, "My coach just threw me out here to shadow you." I was like, "So am I supposed to slow my game down for you or what?" But no, he didn't take any liberties on me last year because I think he knew that I wasn't going to do anything. So which was nice. There was guys out there that he would, follow around and just stir it up with them. But I wasn't one of those guys.
I think the big guys know who they can go after and who they got their own little code.
Yeah,
and then they're all such nice guys when they're done beating each other's brains out.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's crazy. Have you been in a good scrap?
I'm not a fighter or anything, but last year I think I fought one time.
Yeah. Well, except coach is going to go after you.
No,
we're all fighters.
Yeah. No, last
year. Everybody has one even by accident, Yeah.
Well, not this guy.
No, my gloves are glued on. They ain't coming off. Yeah. The only time they come off is
things.
They only come off when we win the championship and I have to throw them up in the air. That's it. It's the only time they're coming off.
That's a good answer.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to interrupt, but Nick's actually our property, so Nick doesn't have to chase him around the ice anymore.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, he can chase a few other guys around the ice. Matt, you've been here since camp and the first four games of the season. I know it's early, but what do you think about this team and who are kind of the guys that are characters and who sticks out for you?
I don't know. I think we had a really good team here. I I like all the guys, the guys that stick out. I mean, obviously with the year that like Robertson had last year, Parkhouse as well. Those guys stick out to me. Defensively, we got Junior back there on the point. He's a staple. I don't know. I enjoy it. I like the team. I like the town. I like everything about it so far. So,
who's the characters?
We don't have characters. We get rid of them. We have character, right?
Wow! Oh, wow!
He has been hanging out with Coach. Sarah, is there anybody on the team, Dalton, where you got here and you're like, you know, I'm glad I'm playing with this guy now instead of having to go up against him?
Yeah, there's a few guys out on the team that I thought about that. I was talking with Matt on my drive here yesterday, and you know, Robertson, he's a very skilled guy. He knows when the right time is to shoot. He knows where to shoot. He's a very well, you know, oiled machine, as you could say. Like he's back and forth. He knows what he's doing. Parkhouse, he's a character. He's, you know, playing against them. He's always joking with you. You don't know when he's serious or not. I mean, he has to drop them with me last year. So, I mean, I don't think he's going to drop them. But, no, he's a good guy as well. But I think one of the bigger things is Ozo Lynch. He's playing against him last year. He's a big body. And,
yep.
I mean, I'm not very big myself. So it's tough to play against those guys. And I think he's one of the guys that I'm like, oh, thank you.
I don't know if you were here yet, Coach, but Parkhouse did have a fight last year, and he clocked the guy.
John
Selly. Yeah.
Selly, yeah.
And yeah. It was a clean fight, and they made a bigger deal about it and a big spectacle because I saw the video. And it wasn't like, you know, it kept going on and it was like a bad fight, but he just got lucky and caught him on his cheek. So
yeah, it happens. But, He won the one fight that he hadn't KO'd the guy.
I'd like to say try that on me, though.
Now, did you actually, growing up in the same town, did you actually know him? Did you guys?
Yeah, no, I went to high school with him. I've been on the same team with him, actually, since I was 16. Last year was the first year we weren't on the same team. So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's pretty gay.
Yeah. They played, actually, in Europe together, I believe.
Yeah.
Where at? What? Where'd you go?
Slovakia.
Slovakia. All the places in Europe.
I didn't pick it.
And play hockey.
Parkhouse made them.
Go to Germany, Italy, France, Denmark.
They have good hockey over there.
Sweden, Switzerland.
You
go to Slovakia.
The one division is right there.
Oh, I know it's good hockey, and a lot of good players come from over there. And
that's where Uniac's right now playing. I mean, he's still our property, but he's playing over there.
Yeah. I mean, I noticed you like Russian goalies this year all of a sudden. You got about 15 of them laying around. Most of whom I can't say their names because they got every letter of the alphabet in there.
Well, I can't say it either. we call him Bez for short.
Andre
Bez.
Bez Libny.
He's from Ukraine. And did I tell you the story how he showed up or no?
No.
He, with the petition and everything with the P1s, with the league or whatnot, it took so long that by the time he had to make his appointment with the embassy, camp had already started. So he was emailing me about, you know, coming, and I said, camp already started, sit still, there's goalies here, I'll give you your chance, it'll just, you know, take some time. And he said, okay, thank you so much, Coach, I appreciate it. And then all of a sudden I got an email on Monday of last week,
yeah.
And he said, hi, Coach, I'm at the hotel. And I said, yeah, what hotel? And he said, the Fairfield. And I said, okay, I'll be there in 10 minutes. And he just took it upon himself and came over and said, let me do my thing. So what a surprise. He was in nets last Friday.
And he played well, too.
Oh, yeah.
And the guys that were here last week were talking about in practice. He was flopping around and playing like Hasek in practice.
That's the word they used.
That is the word they used. And I know you guys played with Ivan. Where's he at right now?
He's back home in Russia. I guess he's just been having some issues with his like papers and that. And I guess it's been too long. So I'm not too sure what he's doing, but that's where he is.
But you can attest to the fact that if he ever does get here, he's a pretty good goalie.
Yeah, he'll be a top guy here, I believe. He's young and he's energetic, and I mean, I don't think I've seen a goalie move from post to post so fast, and he'll bait you in somewhere and just take it right away.
Yeah. All right, Dalton Jay, who is just acquired this week from Carolina, he's here. Matt Graham is one of the Prowler forwards this year as well. Guys, welcome to town, and thanks for coming on the show today.
Thanks for having us.
And you guys are always welcome here. And, Coach, you know you're always welcome here.
Thank you, sir, and it's always a pleasure to see you.
Go get them this weekend.
Don't forget about Saturday with Team Olivia Superhero Night. It's a good fundraiser for this cause, and let's everyone get out there and support everyone.
All right, good stuff. We're going to be home a lot, too, over the next few weeks. I think it's 8 straight home games, so let's get a lot of butts in the seats and support these guys. We got a good hockey team again this year, and it's inexpensive, and they've done some nice stuff to McMorrin. And, yeah, we're out. I mean, hey, last night's Red Wing game, fluke. You don't see 8-2 and fights in the NHL. That'll be the only one you see this season. Come out and watch Prowler games. You see that kind of stuff all the time. Goals, hits, excitement. It's good stuff.
It's the best. I'd rather watch one of our games than the game on TV. It's they're very skilled, but I'll tell you what, it gets boring at times.
It does indeed. Never a dull moment in the Federal Hockey League. Trust me on that one. All right, take a break, and we'll be back with hour number 2 of the show in just a moment. Thanks again, guys.